All right, our shorter catechism question this week is, how doth the Spirit apply to us the redemption purchased by Christ? And the answer is, the Spirit applieth to us the redemption purchased by Christ by working faith in us and thereby uniting us to Christ in our effectual calling. So we're going to have other questions on what effectual calling is. How it is that the Spirit works faith in us. And we're going to have another question on what faith is, what it is that the Spirit works in us by our effectual calling or in our effectual calling. But the main answer then, the distinctive part of this answer is that the Spirit applieth to us the redemption purchased by Christ by uniting us to Christ. That redemption is not something that you get from Christ so much as redemption is something that you get in Christ. And so when we think about and hear about effectual calling and what the Spirit uses the Word to do for our thinking and for our affections and for our wills, one of the great conclusions after he does his work, or by way of his doing that work in our thinking and our affection and our affections and our wills, is that we conclude that we must not remain our own, that we must become Christ's, be united to him, and not have an independent, separate life from him, but find our life, our identity, our being in union with him. And this is what faith does. It receives and rests upon the Lord Jesus. It is not merely a theological belief about or resting upon, trusting in, but faith actually receives him, himself, and answers his welcome to us, that if we come to him, he receives us. And so we are joined to Jesus Christ. And so this is the great work of the Holy Spirit in applying Christ's redemption to us. He joins us to Jesus. And there's an analogy in marriage, although Christ's marriage isn't to any individual believer. We are members of his bride, which is how we become members of his body. Because his wife is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. He counts her as his very own body. But in applying redemption to us, the Holy Spirit makes us members of his body by joining us to him. And so there's the language of union with Christ. There's the language of being engrafted into Christ. There's the language of Christ dwelling in our hearts by faith, from Ephesians chapter 3. And then there's just the very common description, one of the most, if not the most, common descriptions of a believer in the New Testament, in that little phrase, in Christ. Someone who is in Christ. The other text, Christ dwelling in you, the hope of glory. And so this is what the Holy Spirit does for all those for whom Christ has accomplished their redemption. The Holy Spirit brings us into Christ and Christ into us. He unites us to the Son. So the question, how doth the Spirit apply to us the redemption purchased by Christ? And the answer, the Spirit applieth to us the redemption purchased by Christ by working faith in us and thereby uniting us to Christ in our effectual calling. And that's why faith is the alone instrument of our justification, and why faith is the necessary instrument or mechanism also even in our sanctification, although in our sanctification it's not the only instrument. But it is the alone instrument in our justification, because we are We have redemption applied to us by being united to Christ. And there's nothing else that unites us to Christ but faith. So we could answer union with Christ. That would be an accurate, albeit briefer and not as helpful and thorough answer. How doth the Spirit apply to us the redemption purchased by Christ? The Spirit applieth to us the redemption purchased by Christ by working faith in us and thereby uniting us to Christ in our effectual calling.